Welcome everybody, Through the Wire. I'm Jeremy Strike. Today I have Selena Bartlett, neuroscientist, PhD in neuropharmacology, and now an entrepreneur that just won the pitch competition at this Igniter conference. And thanks, Raj, for putting us up here. Selena, congrats.
Oh, thank you. That was really unexpected.
Yeah, so tell us about what it is you're doing now and what your company is and your story.
So, as you know, I'm a neuroscientist and I've been studying the brain for a long time, and then coming to the recognition that a lot of overeating or undereating is driven by the brain and how many things were missing in that space, I decided to start a company called MigFit, which is all about using neuroscience and neuroplasticity to help people reshape their waistline.
So say more on that. What do you mean?
Well, I found that the neuroscience and the brain piece was missing out of all diet and exercise programs, and even for myself, even when I was training for a marathon, I was still struggling to lose weight around my waistline. And then discovering that sugar is addictive, as alcohol and nicotine, and it gets stored in your waistline. So because there's so much energy in sugar, the body can't handle it, so it gets stored in these little fat cells that line your stomach and your thighs, and they're like gas chambers and they multiply. So unless you cut down sugar first, it's almost impossible to ever regain your waistline.
Well, wait, so you're telling me that there's an app that will make you thinner?
That's what we're working on. That's what MigFit does. We use neuroscience, big data, and AI to help people retrain their brain to slim their waistline.
Wow. So is it like, it's got to be, it's probably like a game type of thing, or?
Yep, that's part of it. It's first of all tackling the stressed brain piece and then helping people reduce sugar intake.
Right.
Because the bottom line is sugar's not just calories. And this is the bit that I found that was missing, is that people just think, oh, well, that's only that many calories. But the problem was that sugar went in and replaced fat, so it burns faster. But it's got this effect that it reshapes your brain, that makes it harder to not overeat other food. So that's why we're focusing firstly on developing a sugar tracker, because no one even understands how much sugar they're having every day, so that we can help them with that. And then also a game to that actually intervenes to reduce the amount of sugar intake. Now, we just ran our first clinical trial last year in Australia, and we were able to demonstrate that our app actually reduced the 50% over 3 weeks, the intake of high-fat food and sugar.
Wow.
So we're super excited about that. So that's what our company is doing and developing.
And it's so interesting how, like, you know, we talk about fats and sugar. So, you know, I'm a bit of like a self-experimenter type of person. And, you know, used to have like a weight thing myself. And now being on like whatever crazy diets I do, it's like fats have been villainized. If you talk to my Nana, she'd be like, there's so much fat in that. But it's not actually the problem. You know, if you're having French fries, those are deep fried fats. But if you have like a good fat, like an avocado next to us right now, that's instead of sugar, right? And that's like what your brain devours.
Yes, and it's so full of nutrition. So, and it depends on the type of fats that you're eating. And it's a complicated story. So the reason I focus on sugar is because sugar activates your hypothalamus, and it doesn't release ghrelin and leptin, which are the peptides that are released in your stomach to tell you you're full.
Wow.
So what happens is it's got a double whammy. The fructose activates your feeding center, then you go to eat your next meal, you never get full. And so you can keep eating and eating and eating, and you actually have to physically say, stop yourself from eating more. Because you're not getting any signals into your brain to say you're full.
Right.
That's driven by sugar. Then, not only that, because of the amount of sugar in all the food now, it's in 75% of all processed food, the fructose energy from the liver gets stored in visceral fat cells, which we're not meant to have. because there's nowhere else to put it.
Right. And you're a neuroscientist.
Yes, I know. And I also had it all too.
Yeah. I mean, and that totally speaks to this whole like issue of people separating. I know there's a lot of like dualists out there, right? Like the mind and the body are separate things, but they're not. Like it's all one machine.
Yeah, well, now we know the microbiome is signaling to the brain, right? So that's releasing serotonin, and if you have a bad microbiome, you might get depressed, etc. And I know this is a bit off topic for MigFit, but it's all the same kind of concept, is that I think it's a lack of awareness. Mm. So, for instance, as soon as I started to reduce my sugar intake personally, I started to get full again from food.
Hmm.
Before that, I had no off signal. I got my off signal back.
Wow.
And that, to me, is dramatic. And that was the first steps. I also got my waistline back.
Hmm.
And that was unexpected too. You know, I didn't know that that's what was driving it all. That was the beginning part for me to get back in control.
Hmm. That's amazing.
And then obviously a lot of other things is not just enough. Obviously we'll be focusing on exercise and other things too. But that's a key thing that people, I don't think, are very aware. For instance, I used to feed my children low-fat strawberry yogurt.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the worst offenders. It's in the top 10 of sugar intake.
Right.
You know, we talk about Coke and stuff, but there's nothing like low-fat strawberry yogurt.
Yeah, yeah. The pendulum's starting to swing now, too. Yeah. People are understanding that fats aren't really bad for you.
Yeah. Well, there's that component, but they don't understand that there's sugar in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually go and look at all your food, you'll be shocked to see what where they've put sugar.
Yeah.
Like, you'll think it's fine.
And
it's
just
really
to
healthy.
Clarify, too, it's added sugar.
Added
like,
sugar.
Like, fruit has sugar in it.
Yeah, but you can overeat fruit, too.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
Well, because it's, I mean, everything in moderation. And I, what was the Michael Pollan quote that we use?
Mm.
You know, eat less.
Oh, or he's like, eat
more plants.
Eat food, mostly plants.
Eat less food, mostly plants.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for MigFit?
So we're trying to raise capital, and we're finishing out our clinical trial on our app, because I think that's really important to have the evidence base, because I don't believe many health apps out there have a strong evidence base, and I'm very, as a scientist, that really matters to me for the long term.
Okay.
And that's what we're mainly focused on right now. And obviously using an iterative process in a co-designed way with people and consumers, so that we can make sure that the engagement is good and that people are getting the outcomes that they're looking for by using it.
So can, like, if I go on my phone right now, can people listening to this download the app?
Or? No. So the app will be available eventually, but it's not available right now.
No, there's nothing we can test.
Well, I currently have a game app called Trace It.
Mm-hmm.
But that's,
what was it? Trace It?
Trace It, yeah.
Okay.
T-R-A-C-E It, which is the game portion of what we're working on, which is helping to reduce stress, basically.
Oh, so that's like those, I've heard of those like tracing books.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I made one of those as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So just a few questions before we wrap up that I like to ask everyone. Do you have any like books, movies, or docs, podcasts that you love and that you would recommend to people?
Yeah, so my number one podcast is Rich Roll Podcast, because I also went vegan, and that had a massive impact on my health.
Yeah.
It's where I discovered food is actually medicine, and also I like running. So, and I find that the interviews he does are really powerful. The book that I highly, an audio book, is the David Goggins Can't Hurt Me. Audiobook is the best audiobook I've ever listened to, and I've probably listened to 500 to 700 podcasts at this point, and audiobooks, and that one's right up there. Now, why do I like that book, you may ask? It's because he totally took the principles of neuroplasticity and empirically applied it to his life without having any scientific background, and he took a totally stressed out brain and turned it into the most magnificent brain and body combination that I have seen in real life.
Wow.
And his is all about callousing the mind and getting comfortable with discomfort and retraining your past and creating this magnificent future. And he believes in food and sleep and exercise and mm-hmm. and doing novel things. It's all the stuff that Mig Fit believes in. Mm-hmm.
So in the spirit of the past, tell us what 12-year-old Selena Bartlett, what were you like? What are the... Do you watch television? Were you out playing with friends? Like, what did you do? Read books?
I was a country girl.
Uh-huh.
So I used to hang out at the swimming pool
uh-huh.
with boys and was very free. But if I... not now looking back on that time, I remember eating a lot of candy, or lollies, as we call it in Australia. Uh-huh. And I actually believe that became my comfort food.
Wow.
And that's where my sugar addiction came from. And it happened right between the ages of 10 and 14, where we know that the brain is really plastic. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're conditioning ourselves for how to calm ourselves.
Oh, my God.
So it's really funny you should mention that age group, because that was really what I've looked back on time to see. Where did I get my need to eat chocolate after dinner every night from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As I got busier and busier with my life when I got older. So, yeah. But I was a country girl. I had a pretty... I was climbing trees, riding motorbikes. We had a very free life, you know.
Riding motorbikes when you were 12?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was even younger
than... Yeah, I was younger than that. That was kind of the end of it. I started riding mopeds probably 7 or 8. We used to race them around the backyard.
Wow.
With our neighbours. My parents bought them back from Paris back in the day. It was a lot of fun. We had a very free life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. So last question, and this is something that I posed to everyone. So if you could send a message, you know, reach 1 million people tomorrow, they wake up, hopefully it's not the first thing they do in the morning, but an hour that they after they've woken up, what would it say?
It'd say, you are the boss of your brain. You take control of your chemicals. Don't give them to other people to take care of it. That's my biggest message ever, is that once you take control of it, everything changes. And the brain is wired for stress, and you have to bring in love and pleasure yourself, and you have to consciously do that. And that's what I want everyone to have, happiness and health and resilience.
Amazing. You are the boss of your own brain.
You are the boss. Please take control of it. Please.
Dr. Selena B., Mig Fit. Where can people find you? Do you have like social media or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so I have a website, selenab.com, mm-hmm. and I've written books, Smashing Mindset, and obviously we want to start a podcast to help people learn about their brain, and maybe we could try and do that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I believe that podcasts are the future for now, because you give information to a lot of people and you're democratizing information and getting into the hands of people where they normally don't have that information. And me personally, I've gained a lot from listening to podcasts myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a great medium to deliver this message.
Yeah, because any message.
Any message.
Yeah.
But this one's very important, because the mind is everything. And we talked about that earlier, because your mind, once you're the boss of your mind, you can control really everything in your life. Even if you don't get all the outcomes you're looking for, you get peace, calmness, and resilience eventually with practice.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.